Next thing I knew, I was standing in our kitchen, you know, watching my wife. She was standing over the sink, peeling some potatoes. And I thought, well, this is funny. So I thought, well, I don't know. I wonder if she knows I'm here. And I called her name. She didn't say nothing. She didn't hear me, obviously. So my friend says, she won't hear you, you know. So she says, well, I don't know, what could I do? She says, there's nothing you can do, he says. But she may sense your presence, you never know. He says, let's just wait a little while. So I just stood there and I concentrated. He says to me, he says, concentrate your thought on her. Just think hard. You know, think as hard as you can. You could think her name. And I did. And all of a sudden she stood up and she dropped down the knife and the potatoes she was peeling. And she looked round, looked proper bewildered. She looked almost scared. And I felt rather sorry in the way that I'd scared her, because I'd realised it must be me trying to get at her, you know. Anyway, she just flew out of the kitchen. And she opened the door and she sort of shut it again. And then she sat down and then she put her head on the table, started to cry. And I felt awful about this. I thought, oh dear, now, this is terrible. And he says to me, he says, don't worry. He says, she senses, she feels, she knows in herself. She doesn't understand it, but she knows in herself that you're near her. So I says, well, if I'm going to make her miserable like this, there's not much point, is it? So he says, don't let that worry. And he says, he's often happens to people. He says, they don't know, he says, with any certainty. And they've never been told about life after death. He says, they've never been told about the possibility of communication and all that sort of thing, he says. But she'll come, she senses, she feels, and she in herself, deep down inside, she knows.